lots of sport going on today, and we did want to certainly chat to the man who has taken out the Jayco Herald Sun Tour for 2017. I speak of Orica Scott's Damien Housen, who's been good enough to join us. Damien, congratulations.
Thank you very much, boys.
Third overall in the Herald Sun Tour last year. It must be nice to, go a couple of rungs higher and take out the crown.
Yeah, can't ask for much more than that. I think 2 years ago I was fifth, last year I was third, and lucky enough to win it this year. So kept that trending pattern going, and yeah, progression is good.
Lots of contrasting conditions and different parts of Victoria to certainly counteract, Damien. I mean, yesterday, I suppose if we just go back to that, I mean, you had a 38-second lead coming into today, but I suppose the hot conditions, the wind, it certainly wasn't an easy stage yesterday to actually, you know, put you in that position where you could actually win the race.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a hard-fought race over the last couple of days, and to finish here in Kinglake on a pretty technical circuit with a bit of rain at the start, just added a few more elements of the unknown, but at the end, the team were fantastic, and I can't be any more happy than I am to come away with the win.
And just take us through what unfolded today around Kinglake and how you held on to the victory.
So I had a pretty handy lead there of 38 seconds,
yeah.
And it was a matter of defending that. We had four laps around Kinglake of a 30-something K circuit there, and it was a pretty solid climb towards the finish. So all the other teams were obviously hoping to have a crack and take the lead off of my shoulders, but thankfully we're all good enough today, and yeah, like I said, I couldn't be happier.
Obviously it's a real journey you go on as an elite athlete, and you had a couple of opportunities last year. When we think of those, the massive races in Europe, Damien, obviously the Tour de France and the Giro in Italy and the Tour of Spain, you're able to compete in two of those. Is the goal this year, I mean, is it how feasible do you think it is that you may be able to get to the Tour de France?
Yeah, that'd be amazing. It's every boy's dream to, when they're growing up, to ride the Tour de France if the cycling is the passion. And I've been lucky enough to compete in three of the big tours now.
Yep.
Obviously, the Tour de France is the one I'm yet to do, but if my shape is good enough and I'm in a position to race the Tour de France this year, I'm definitely going to put my hand up for it, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity if that's what comes about.
So how does the process sort of work from here till July to earn a spot?
I guess we all in the team understand the potential outcome of our season and what races we're going to be all targeting and stuff like that, but the Tour de France being the biggest race it is, it's one of the hard-fought races to be a part of within the team, so...
Yep.
There's a list of guys that potentially could race this race, and it's a matter of doing the best you can leading up to that race. And if you're in great shape, there's no doubt that your name will be on the list to ride the Tour de France, and that's what I'm aiming at this year.
And how do you celebrate winning a Jayco Herald Sun Tour? And you know, a few days on the bike, are you pretty sore and just wanting to rest up, I imagine, but there's some celebrations in store?
Yeah, we're straight into a flight over to South Africa for a 3-week training camp
right.
Early tomorrow morning, so there's no rest for us guys, but definitely tonight we'll head to a nice restaurant, have a nice dinner and a nice glass of bread.
Great work. Well, we look forward to seeing you maybe be part of the Tour de France and the other big races right across Europe. Well done. It's an iconic event, the Jayco Herald Sun Tour, and a victory well earned, and good luck in the next phase, Damien.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks.